welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Stephen Pickford, along with my co-host, Willem Backus. And one of our favorite destinations over the years is New York City. Just back from New York, where I stayed at the beautiful Afinia Shelburne Hotel. And joining us now to tell us more about both the Afinia Shelburne and the rest of the Afinia collection is John Moser, the Chief Brand and Marketing Officer with Afinia. Welcome to Travel World, John.
Thank you, Stephen. It's a pleasure to be here.
Very nice hotel, and I love the neighborhood feel of the Afinia Shelburne. And it's just one of the Afinia properties in Manhattan.
That's right. We have four other Afinias in Manhattan, so we have a lot of the neighborhoods covered.
Now, tell us a bit more. Let's focus in first on the Afinia Shelburne. It's in the Murray Hill neighborhood, and I just stepped outside the door, and I felt like I lived in the neighborhood. There were restaurants around the corner, stores that local people shopped at, pharmacies. I wasn't in the whole hubbub of the tourist mob, but hey, a few minutes walk away, and I was where everything was that I wanted to see and do.
I think that's one of the great things about the Shelburne is that you really are in a New York City neighborhood, and the people that are, you know, right around there are, you know, the restaurants and everything else do really cater to the neighborhood. It's not touristy in any way. However, you really are only four blocks from Grand Central Station, so you're really close to hubbub if you want it. But if you want a little bit to get away from that, the Shelburne's a great spot to be.
It's been renovated in the past couple of years. You get that feeling, it's all an all-suite hotel. You get that feeling that you've got that extra room. Great for families, great for people getting like a family reunion or traveling with friends for a weekend getaway.
The rooms are extra large, as you probably experienced, and it is great for bringing families in. Unfortunately, you came in the winter, but the summertime, our rooftop bar is spectacular there. It's called Rare View, so it's run by the same folks who run the restaurant Rare, and it's really a great place to be. Right now, it's a little chilly, but in a few months, it'll be a great spot to be.
I saw the pictures, and I said, hey, where else could you just sit outside, take in the view of the city, and be there, but be away from it all, and combine the best of both?
Yeah, you can literally have a cocktail on the roof there and take one look and see the Empire State Building and turn your head slightly to the right and you'll see the Chrysler Building. It's a pretty nice place to be, and it's a very popular New York City spot. It's also nice for the guests of the hotel.
What I loved was just looking out the window of my room and seeing the Chrysler Building lit up at night. I mean, that really tells you you're in New York City.
Yeah, and they do a great job between the Chrysler and the Empire State Building. In fact, this past weekend, I was looking up at the Empire State Building, and they lit one side with black and gold for the Steelers and the other side with gold and green for the Green Bay Packers. So there's always something new, something else to look at in the city.
Yeah, you'll never get tired of the views in New York. Now, Afinia Hotels, tell us a bit more about some of the other properties. People might remember you as the name you entered the 21st century with, Manhattan East Suite Hotels, but you're no longer just hotels on the east side of Manhattan.
Oh, no. We have Afinia properties now in Chicago, as well as D.C. and New York. So, they're all kind of have a different vibe. They all, as you noticed with the Shelburne, kind of embrace the neighborhood they're in. But there are three things we really focus on in all of our properties, which is, you know, convenience, making sure that we make the guests try and eliminate all the hassles of travel that we possibly can in the hotel. Comfort and making sure that the rooms and every piece of furniture we really make sure not only is designed well, as all boutiques have to have, but also they're comfortable. And then the final thing is, making sure that we have some customization pieces. So I don't know if you got to experience, but every guest who stays with Afinia can go online and create a My Afinia experience where you can choose your pillow, choose a number of different things that you want to have on your bed. And that'll be on your bed not only at the Afinia Shelburne, but any other Afinia you stay in. And most of them are free of charge.
So you can sort of cater your own experience and you'll be remembered. It's not everyone has to do the same thing because that's the way the focus group said and it's in the manual and that's the way we have to do it. And no ifs, ands, buts. You can have that personalized travel experience at Afinia.
Yeah, that's the one nice thing about the properties our size. I mean, Shelburne's a little over 200 rooms. Most of our properties are kind of in that neighborhood, and we can kind of give a more customized, a more, personalized, genuine service that what Phineas has been known for over the years.
You're not lost in the hubbub of the convention or the bus tour staying at the hotel. You're catering more to smaller groups and families and people relocating and staying in the city and needing a room for a couple of days or a couple of weeks as they relocate.
Yeah, we do get a little bit of that business. As you said, we get a lot of families. We also do a lot of business travel. You know, business travelers are kind of tired of some of the hassles that they have with some of the bigger properties. And one of the things that Affinia started this year, or actually the middle of last year, was our staff loyalty program. So what's great about that for business travelers who stay at the big brands purely for points, now you can have a really great hospitality experience in a boutique property and gain points that can get you in any one of over, I think now we're up to 130 properties, boutique properties around the country that you can use your points in. So we found our business travelers have found that to be a great advantage that Affinia now is offering them.
Well, that's one of those things that sometimes the smaller properties, the independent properties couldn't compete, but now you do have that competitive tool and you can get the best of both worlds.
Exactly right, and it really is an easy system to sign up. All you have to do is go onto the Stash website, sign up, you're in, and you start gathering points. And the way we designed it is that you really earn points rather quickly, faster than a lot of the bigger brands. And I think the great thing is, as I said, is that obviously they're not all Affinia properties in the system, but there are some really great boutique properties around the country that you get to use your points with. So if you're coming to New York a lot, you can go to Seattle or Florida or California to use your points. So it's a nice system so far. We found our customers really enjoy that. But that's just one of the things that we're always kind of trying to tweak the experience for our guests. And we listen, a lot to what they say on places like our Facebook page or on TripAdvisor. And then we try to quickly react to them. And a company like ours, we're able to do those things a little bit faster.
There's that faster turnaround because you've got that hands-on approach to the whole hospitality experience. And that includes, of course, pets. Pets are really part of the family, and people are traveling with their pets a lot more these days.
Oh, absolutely. Sometimes they treat their pets better than their kids. They come in with great stuff with their pets. And in fact, this week is beginning the Westminster Dog Show at Madison Square Garden. And our Affinia Manhattan is right across the street from the dog show. And we have already piling in some of the, I guess you'd say, the top dogs in the country for the big show at the Madison Square Garden.
And they're going to be treated just like, or as I say, better than sometimes the regular guests. People just love to look at them and hold them, and it's a calming experience to see a dog or a cat or even an iguana. I guess it makes it feel like home.
Well, we try to, we actually do kind of have that philosophy about our service where we do try to think of you as, extension. We really want our hotel to feel like it's an extension of your home and that you're comfortable enough there to have your selection of your pillow, or if you want to bring your pet with you, you can do that. But you'll always find someone at the front desk there to be at the ready to help you with whatever you need.
And you have these experience kits. You get to feel the whole experience of the city. You can get that information and go out there and keep either to your fitness routine in the neighborhood or discover more about the neighborhood where you're staying.
Yep. We actually found with those experience kits, that's a kind of a unique thing at Affinia. You can order one of these experience kits delivered to your room. And they're kind of things that are designed around, as you said, Stephen, what to do in New York. You can have a walking tour kit, which you can download to your iPad, or we have actually a pad. iPhone you can take with you, and you can listen to the tour as you're walking around the city and kind of experience that neighborhood you're in. It's not the full city; it's just kind of the area that you're in around the Shelburne. The other thing that's kind of neat about that is we also have a yoga kit, and we found a lot of our guests are interested in trying new exercise things like yoga, but maybe not willing to do it in a class in front of a bunch of people they don't know. And so sometimes hotel rooms is when people have downtime. So we have yoga kits with the mat. We have a videotape, a couple of, and people have found that to be extremely popular for trying out something new. And that's really what hotels are about is, when you have that downtime is trying out something new. So we try to make sure that there's plenty of opportunities for our guests.
And one of the experiences as well, you're very much into the spa experience. relaxation when you stay in an Affinia property?
Well, it is New York, so we don't want you to relax too much. So we want you to kind of get charge your batteries before you go back out again. And but with Spa Affinia, in any of our Affinia rooms, you're able to get an in-room treatment, you know, with facial massage therapy, which is particularly good after a long day of shopping.
A lot of great things to do in New York City. Affinia Hotels places you right in the heart of the action with that neighborhood feel. Where can we get more information on the internet or by calling your call center?
Well, for sure you can get us at affinia.com, www.affinia.com. And you can also call our 800 number, and I'm trying to find it right now.
But if you go to affinia.com and you'll have all the information there, hit on contact us and you'll get the information. You can follow Affinia on Facebook, facebook.com/Affinia Hotels, and keep up to date with all of the newest events and newest happenings in New York City, Washington, Chicago with the Affinia Collection. John Moser, thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for your hospitality on our recent trip to New York. I much appreciate it. And thank you for Thank you for joining us today on Travel World.
Okay. Take care, Stephen.
Is Mr. Backus there?